We welcome you back to the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation. We're joined by Rough Riders starting pitcher Aiden Curry. And first of all, welcome to the AA level here in your first few starts. What are some of the things that you've taken most from your first couple starts here in the AA level?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been good. I mean, it was a little bit of an adjustment just getting used to the team, different group of guys. Team chemistry is a little bit different. But then also, like, the approach is a little bit different. You can see, like, mistakes get hit harder, a little less wiggle room with that. So I think it's just being a little bit more zoned in on execution and stuff like that has kind of just been the biggest change.
Seems like the adjustments have been made from start to start. Where do you feel like you've adjusted the best from three starts in?
Honestly, I think it's just the comfortability with the team, like getting settled in, just being a part of the team, feeling like I belong here and feeling comfortable with the guys. It's really just been the confidence aspect has felt great.
When you're on the mound and having success, what is going well for you?
Definitely, I mean, the fastball, but I mean, everything kind of plays off of that. Like, when I'm throwing multiple pitches in the zone, it's definitely opens out a lot of ways to get outs and work through outings and keep things short and get in a groove and stuff like that. So just trying to stay in a rhythm and a groove and keep things short, clean, efficient.
I'm sure getting up to this level was a big goal for you coming into this season. What did it mean to get up here before the All-Star break and before, I guess, too long down in High A?
Definitely feels good. I mean, it's definitely been a journey. This is my sixth full season in professional baseball, so it's definitely been a journey, definitely something that's been looked forward to for a little bit, and definitely very exciting and happy for it.
What have been some of the hardest things that you've had to overcome during this journey?
I'd say definitely, I mean, obviously failures. I mean, it's not easy for anybody, but I think coming off of big high in 23 and then having a tough year in 24, I'm trying to kind of like re-identify myself as a pitcher and figure out like what works, what's going to help me get to the next level, and working through that as a person and as a player was definitely the biggest thing.
Who were some people that helped you with that journey?
Definitely friends, family, I mean, people on the team, stuff like that. I mean, just communicating through that and getting the stuff out of my head and kind of just talking through that stuff was definitely a big part of that.
I'm joined by Aiden Curry. Now, someone who you're very close to is on the other side over here in San Antonio, and Eric Yost, someone who you grew up with and are very close with. What's it been like seeing him pitch yesterday and then being around him this week?
It's been a little weird, honestly, because we've been teammates for our whole lives up until, for me, professional baseball. So this is really the first time I've even kind of played against them in another uniform, which has been an interesting feeling because I'm used to saying like, here we go, Yost, come on, Yost, what do you say, kids? Like, and we're scoring a couple runs and I'm like, well, yeah, here we go. But so it's definitely an interesting feeling. It's something that I'll have to get used to for sure in the pro ball setting, but it's cool, it's fun. I mean, we both dreamed about this from when we were little kids, and it's kind of very surreal that it's coming true a little bit.
Now, your arsenal overall, you mentioned the fastball, very good. Can you kind of take me through how your arsenal has changed since coming into pro ball?
Yeah, so I came in as a three-pitch pitcher, really just fastball, changeup, and curveball, and was just lanky. Then we added a little bit of a slider in 2022. The curveball kind of took a break in 2023, kind of got a little bit more focused on the slider and the fastball. Had a pretty good year with that. And then into 24, we added a cutter. And 25, we added a kick change. So we got a mix of five. Been throwing a kind of mix of two different sliders recently. So the last two games have been kind of showcasing that a little bit, where it's a little bit harder and shorter. So it's a little bit more of a six-pitch mix now, which is a little wild to even say, but mostly five for that sense. But the cutter and the kick change have been the two most recent kind of additions that have been, I think, the biggest kind of like last couple puzzle pieces to really solidify the arsenal.
Kick change is really interesting as it kind of came onto the scene a little bit last year. Jack Leiter obviously throws one at the big league level. How receptive were you to trying a new pitch like that, and how long did it take you to get a handle on it?
I was pretty receptive. I mean, I started throwing it in the off season of 24, where my pitching coach at home, Tom Jenkins, was thinking about it. He was like, hey, like, just curious to see how this would work. Like, just take this grip, this is what it's supposed to do, and throw a couple of them. And so that first day I threw a couple really bad ones, and then one of them was gross. So we were like, hey, we might have something here. So definitely felt like there was something there at first for sure, but moved on to like just keep throwing it, get it consistent, try to get it into a better shape, and kind of just came together from there.
What do you think about Brian Magdaleno?
He's a good dude. I like him a lot. Me and him have played a lot of baseball together. That's my best friend.
he's standing right here watching.
Well, Brian Magdaleno was sitting right there looking right at us. You just had to talk about him. It was pretty good. That does it for part one of our interview with Aiden Curry, Rough Riders starting pitcher. Starting lineups are coming up next, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health on the Cacique Pregame Show.